Chapter 1, The Dawn of the Guardian. Title, The Genesis of the Trust Guardian and the Birth of AI. In the heart of the bustling city, nestled among a forest of towering skyscrapers, a young man named Bidzil Bey found himself in the epicenter of the financial world. His office, dimly lit by the city's ambient glow, was a testament to the complex world he was about to navigate. Strewn across his desk were a myriad of financial reports, legal documents, and trust agreements, each one a piece of the intricate puzzle of trust administration and compliance. Bidzil was not just any young man, he was a legal prodigy, fresh out of law school, with a keen interest in the intersection of law, finance, and technology. His journey was just beginning, a journey that would lead him deep into the labyrinthine world of trust law, a world filled with fiduciary duties, asset conveyances, and beneficiary rights. His mission was clear: to revolutionize the way trusts were administered. He envisioned a future where the complexities of trust law could be simplified, where compliance could be ensured with the click of a button, and where transparency was not just a goal, but a reality. This was the genesis of the Trust Guardian, a concept that would merge the legal expertise of a trust officer with the efficiency and precision of artificial intelligence. It was a bold idea, one that would challenge the status quo and transform the industry. The birth of the Syntactical Trust was the first step in this journey. This innovative approach to trust administration harnessed the power of AI to streamline processes, enhance transparency, and strengthen compliance. It was a game changer, a tool that would redefine the way trusts were managed. As Bidzil delved deeper into the world of trust law, he began to understand the true potential of the Syntactical Trust. It was not just a tool, it was a paradigm shift, a new way of thinking about trust administration. And it was just the beginning.
Introducing the OnePlus Home Loan Program, unlocking your path to homeownership. A game-changing approach to home buying. The real estate landscape is evolving, and so are the methods to make homeownership more accessible. Enter the innovative OnePlus Home Loan Program, a revolutionary initiative that allows prospective homebuyers to secure their dream homes with just a mere 1% down payment. This groundbreaking program, available across all 50 states, is making waves in the housing market by addressing common challenges faced by potential buyers. A helping hand for aspiring homeowners. OnePlus comes to the rescue for individuals who have their sights set on owning a home but find the prospect of managing down payments and closing costs daunting. This program offers a lifeline, enabling you to embark on your homeownership journey without having to drain your bank account, compromise your financial goals, or delay other important plans. Demystifying the OnePlus formula. So how does this revolutionary program work? The concept is elegantly simple: a 1% down payment, combined with a 2% forgivable grant. Let's delve into the specifics to fully grasp the mechanics. 1% down payment asterisk, for instance, on a $300,000 home, a mere $3,000 serves as your down payment. This modest contribution paves the way for homeownership. 2% forgivable grant asterisk, this is where the magic happens. The program extends a 2% grant to complement your down payment. In the case of the $300,000 home, this equates to $6,000. The most remarkable aspect is the grant's forgiveness, without any lien, monthly payments, or repayment obligations. This grant translates directly into a 3% equity boost at closing. The benefits unveiled. The OnePlus Home Loan Program stands out for several compelling reasons. No strings attached asterisk. Unlike many down payment assistance programs laden with restrictions, OnePlus offers a breath of fresh air. The 2% grant is entirely forgivable at the time of closing, eliminating the hassle of post-purchase repayments or lingering financial obligations. Accelerated homeownership asterisk. With the program's reduced upfront financial burden, you can step into your new home earlier than anticipated. The minimal 1% down payment combined with the grant accelerates the path to homeownership. Favorable loan type asterisk the OnePlus program employs a conventional loan approach, preferred by sellers. This adds an extra layer of convenience to your home buying experience. Navigating potential considerations. While OnePlus brings remarkable advantages, it's crucial to consider some key factors before diving in. Equity and resale asterisk the 3% equity granted at closing should be considered when planning for potential resale. If you intend to sell within a short time frame, remember that your equity may not suffice to cover the costs of selling. Closing costs asterisk while the OnePlus program alleviates down payment concerns, remember that closing costs are a separate consideration. These costs, usually around 2-3% of the purchase price, encompass various elements such as lender charges, appraisals, taxes, insurance, and more. Qualifying and applying. The OnePlus program opens doors to homeownership with reasonable qualifying criteria. Minimum FICO score asterisk a FICO score of 620 is the minimum requirement, consistent with conventional loans. Keep in mind that this score might differ from the ones you encounter on platforms like Credit Karma. Income limit asterisk applicants must have an income equal to or less than 80% of the area median income. Use the provided tool to determine your eligibility based on your location. Innovative income exclusions asterisk OnePlus offers the unique ability to exclude certain income sources to meet the income limit. Variable income components like bonuses or overtime can be excluded to ensure eligibility. The OnePlus advantage, beyond homeownership. The OnePlus home loan program doesn't stop at helping you secure your dream home. It's a reflection of a transformative shift in the housing market, making homeownership feasible for a broader spectrum of aspiring buyers. The absence of mortgage insurance, PMI, further enhances the financial flexibility of the program, as it eliminates the monthly PMI cost associated with low down payment conventional loans. Embrace the future of homeownership. The OnePlus home loan program is more than a solution, it's a transformative experience that empowers you to take the step towards homeownership with confidence. By blending a minimal 1% down payment with a 2% forgivable grant, the program eliminates the traditional barriers and puts the keys to your new home within reach. Say goodbye to restrictive down payment assistance programs and hello to a new era of accessible homeownership. Are you ready to embark on your journey to homeownership? Reach out to our dedicated mortgage experts for a free pre-approval today at winthehouseyoulove.com, https://winthehouseyoulove.com. Discover how OnePlus is revolutionizing the way you approach owning your own home. Unveiling the OnePlus Home Loan Program, a detailed exploration. Redefining homeownership accessibility. As the dynamics of the real estate market continue to shift, innovative solutions are emerging to break down barriers to homeownership. The OnePlus Home Loan Program has emerged as a game changer, offering a remarkable opportunity for potential homebuyers to secure their dream homes with an unprecedented 1% down payment. This groundbreaking initiative operates across all 50 states, aiming to address the common financial challenges that often hinder prospective homeowners. Easing the burden of home purchase. The OnePlus program steps in as a lifeline for those aspiring to own a home but are overwhelmed by the prospect of gathering substantial down payments and covering closing costs. The program's distinct advantage lies in its ability to make homeownership a reality without forcing individuals to empty their bank accounts, put their financial goals on hold, or compromise on other important financial commitments. Unlocking the OnePlus formula. So how does this unique program work? The concept is brilliantly simple. 1% down payment asterisk imagine purchasing a $300,000 home with just a 1% down payment, amounting to a mere $3,000. This modest initial investment paves the way for homeownership. 2% forgivable grant asterisk the OnePlus program couples the down payment with a 2% forgivable grant. In our $300,000 home example, this equates to an additional $6,000. The beauty of this grant is its complete forgiveness, no liens, no monthly payments, and no repayment obligations. This grant directly boosts your equity by 3% upon closing. The unparalleled advantages. The OnePlus Home Loan Program stands out for several compelling reasons. Liberation from constraints asterisk. Unlike many down payment assistance programs, which often come with strings attached, OnePlus offers a refreshing departure from the norm. The 2% grant is entirely forgivable at the time of closing, eliminating any burden of post-purchase repayments or ongoing financial obligations. Accelerated homeownership asterisk. The program's unique structure allows you to step into your new home earlier than anticipated. The combination of the minimal 1% down payment and the 2% grant expedites the path to homeownership. Preferred loan type asterisk. The OnePlus program adopts a conventional loan approach that is favored by sellers, enhancing the convenience and appeal of the program. Factors to consider. While the OnePlus program opens doors to a new era of homeownership, it's essential to consider key factors before making a decision. Equity and resale asterisk. The 3% equity provided at closing should be taken into account if you're contemplating selling your home within a short period. Ensure that you can recoup your investment before moving forward. Closing costs asterisk. Although the OnePlus program addresses down payment concerns, it's important to note that closing costs are a separate consideration. These costs encompass various elements, such as lender charges, appraisals, taxes, insurance, and more, and are generally around 2-3% of the purchase price. Qualification and application. Qualifying for the OnePlus program involves reasonable criteria. Minimum FICO score asterisk. A FICO score of 620 serves as the minimum requirement, aligning with conventional loans. Keep in mind that this score might differ from scores encountered on platforms like Credit Karma. Income limit asterisk. Applicants must have an income equal to or less than 80% of the area median income. Utilize the provided tool to determine eligibility based on your location. Flexible income exclusions asterisk. OnePlus introduces a unique feature. Certain income sources can be excluded to meet income limits. Variable income components such as bonuses or overtime can be excluded to ensure eligibility. Embracing the future of homeownership. The OnePlus Home Loan Program not only eases the path to homeownership but signifies a broader shift in the housing market, a shift toward inclusivity and accessibility. The absence of mortgage insurance, PMI, further bolsters the financial appeal of the program, as it eliminates the monthly PMI cost associated with low down payment conventional loans.
There's a new loan program called OnePlus that allows you to buy a home with only 1% down. And we offer this on our mortgage team in all 50 states. And so what's really nice about this program is if you're wanting to buy a house, but maybe you just saw how much closing costs are and you're like, oh my gosh, we can't save for a down payment plus closing costs. Or maybe you don't want to empty your bank account to buy a house, or you want to continue paying off debt, or you want to do some work to your home, or you just want to paint the bedroom, have some money left over. The OnePlus loan can be really helpful to reduce the amount that you have to bring to closing so you can buy a house earlier if you would like to. So the way that this works is it's 1% down, and the way a down payment works is you take the percentage times the purchase price. So a $300,000 home with 1% down, you then have $3,000 as your down payment. Now, this is coupled with a 2% forgivable grant, which I'll talk about here in just a second. So the loan is a conventional type of loan, which sellers really prefer. And conventional loans require a minimum of 3% down for most home buyers. So what this is doing here, obviously 1 + 2 = 3. So you're getting a 2% grant and you only have to contribute 1% down. What's really interesting about this is most down payment assistance type loans usually have a lot of strings attached to them, usually in the form of a second lien on the home, meaning maybe there's some resale restrictions. Maybe if you sell within 5 years, you have to pay it back. Sometimes you have to pay the monthly payment on top of that. So sometimes this gets converted to a loan. What's really interesting about this is in this loan, that's not the case. It's completely forgivable at the time of closing. So there's no lien, there's no monthly payment, no payback, and no terms on this either. This is completely forgivable grant, giving you 3% equity at closing. Now, something to be mindful of is, you know, you're going to have 3% equity at closing. So if you buy the home and close on it, and then you're looking to sell within a year, you may have to bring money to the closing table. You probably won't have enough equity to sell your home at that point and make money from it. So just be aware of, you know, when you have lower down payment options, that you plan to stay in the home for at least 5 years. I think that's a good rule of thumb for buying a house, no matter what your down payment is, to make sure you can recoup the money you put into it. But just keep that in mind. With lower down payment options, you have less equity in the home. So you will have 3% total equity at closing. Okay. So quick example here. Let's say we're looking at a $325,000 purchase price. So in that case, we have 1% as our down payment. That'd be $3,250. Then you would be getting a grant at closing for $7,150, totaling you to a 3% down payment. Now, that's not the whole picture, okay? You do still have closing costs. Closing costs are things that you're going to pay even if you're not getting a loan, okay? So the way closing costs work is you're going to have whatever your lender charges. You're also going to have things like an appraisal. You're going to have a title search. The county that you're closing in is going to charge money to record your deed and your mortgage. You're going to have taxes. You're going to have homeowners insurance. And it's important to keep those things in mind. A general rule of thumb is closing costs will be around 2 to 3% of the purchase price. In higher cost areas, they can be more. In some areas, they can be less. So it's hard to just give a general rule of thumb. You'll want to get a pre-approval to see exactly what your closing costs are in your area, because they are area dependent, primarily because of homeowners insurance, property taxes, and then also any transfer taxes your state may charge. So if you are looking to get a pre-approval, we offer free pre-approvals all throughout all 50 states. So we have a mortgage team of helpful experts who'd be happy to help you. If you're interested, you can go to winthehouseyoulove.com. Okay, so some general requirements we want to look at here with this. The minimum FICO requirement is 620. This is the minimum FICO requirement needed for any conventional loan. So it's important to keep that in mind. Keep in mind too, that what you're seeing, your Vantage score pulled on something like a Credit Karma or something like that, is not your FICO score. Even on my FICO, it's not your mortgage FICO score. The way to get this number is getting it pulled by a mortgage lender who has access to these. Okay. So 620 is the minimum. Also, there is an income limit, and it's equal to or less than or equal to 80% of the area median income. So I have a tool linked in the description to show you how to look this up. Okay, so this is how to look up if you're under the area median income limit. So go to the tool in the description. It's called the Fannie Mae Area Median Income Lookup Tool, which is a bit of a mouthful. What you'll want to do is go through where you're looking at and click in here, or you can enter an address. It's then going to show you 80% area median income. The one with the arrow pointing to it is exactly what we want here. So I'll zoom in just a touch. So we can see the website is a touch difficult to use. We can see in this area, it'd be $60,000. In other areas, let's say we're looking over here. That's lower. Let's see. Let me find another area. Let's say maybe I need to get out of the state. Let's say we're looking in Columbus, for instance. It's wow, 76. I wish that thing would go away. $76,000 for the area median, 80% of the area median income limit. So you need to be at that number or under it. Now, one interesting thing about this loan that we can do is we can actually exclude income if we need to make sure that you're under the area median income limit. So the way that this works is if you have variable income, so things like bonus income, overtime, shift differentials, we can actually exclude that from the mortgage application to get you beneath area median income. We can also exclude things like if you have pension income or Social Security, if you're not using that to qualify for the loan, we can remove that to get you under 80%. Now, you do still have to qualify with the income that we show on the loan. So if we remove, you know, let's say bonus and overtime and commission income, but all that leaves you with is, let's say, theoretically $20,000 a year, then it's, you won't be able to purchase a home because you have to be able to qualify with that income. So we can help you with that if you're interested, but that is one nice little trick, because sometimes people will have, you know, maybe bonuses or overtime that will push them over the income limit. And if we can exclude that, if we don't need it for your debt to income ratio and the mortgage approval, we can exclude it. What's really nice about this program is there's no PMI ever, no mortgage insurance. PMI is just a monthly cost if you're putting less than 20% down on conventional loans. There's no mortgage insurance with this loan, which is going to reduce the monthly cost for you. Also, you do not have to be a first-time homebuyer. So it's either for first-time homebuyers or if you already have purchased a home. This just does have to be a primary residence, meaning you intend to live in the home for at least a year and only for one unit. So you cannot purchase a multi. Now, here's the big kicker that everyone's going to be upset about. You're not going to probably be able to buy a home in California because the maximum loan is $350,000. So keep that in mind. It's going to be great for a lot of people and not great for a lot of other people because of that max loan limit. So do keep that in mind when you're looking, if you're looking at using this program. And if you're curious about how much home could I afford, I have a calculator that does this. It's going to, you put in your information about your income and your debts. It's all private for you in a Google Sheet, so I don't get to see any of that. And what it will do is show you an affordability dashboard. It shows you your max purchase price, an estimated payment, estimated closing costs, and then it will show you a bunch of different affordability theories around what you can afford. That way you can explore the numbers without having to talk with a loan officer if you don't want to, and just get a feel for how do these numbers change if I change things with my income or with my debts. How does your affordability change? And if you'd like to get that calculator, it's at winthehouseyoulove.com/max price. Okay, so a couple other features here. You obviously are doing 1% down minimum on this loan. If you want to add more to the down payment, you can do that up to 2.99%. So if you wanted to, you could do basically 3% plus an additional 2% grant, which would give you 5% total down. But most people are probably going to do the 1%. Seller credits are allowed, and this is where you can negotiate for the seller to pay a portion or all of your closing costs. And what most people will do on a conventional loan is around 3% or less. So 3% would be the maximum with this loan to get as closing costs from the seller. So for instance, if you're buying a $300,000 house, maybe you go to the seller and say, we'd like to request 2% seller credits. So they would give you $6,000 at closing to pay down your closing costs. Okay. So that can help you really bring as little to closing if you wanted to, you know, 1% down. And if you can reduce your closing costs as much as possible from the seller credit, you really are bringing very, very little to closing to purchase your home. And I know a lot of people get this weird, like, they get this weird thing where it's like, if you bring little money to closing on a home, then you don't deserve to buy a house. It's just so dumb because people don't always want to wrap their money up into a down payment on a home. Maybe you're working on improvements for the home. You have furniture, you have moving expenses. You might have to buy out your lease of where you're at. There are other expenses to buying and moving and switching where you live than just the down payment on a home. And having a lower down payment doesn't mean that you're a bad person. Doesn't mean you're bad with money. And I think when these programs are available, it's really wise to take a look at seeing if this is an option for you. So please take that pressure off yourself. A lot of people just do this weird thing. Like if you don't have 20% down, you're morally a bad person. It's just not the case. You don't have to have all your money wrapped up into a down payment. I'm sure you might want to pay down debt, have an emergency fund, pay for furniture. All of those things are fine. Okay. Temporary buy downs are allowed. This is where you might get a 2-1 buy down. So basically the seller would give you money that helps lower your monthly payment in year one and two. I have a video on 2-1 buy downs. If you're interested in it, I don't think they're super amazing as products, but if you're interested in them, they're there. And then also you're going to have really low rates with this type of loan because there's no loan level price adjustments. Loan level price adjustments are kind of the interest rate changes that have been happening over the past, or at least changes have been happening to them over the past couple months that a lot of people have been upset about. And you will have none of those loan level price adjustments on this product, making it a lot lower of a rate than a standard conventional loan. Okay, so let's do a quick comparison with a $300,000 purchase. And let's take a look at what's called a Home Ready loan. So Home Ready is a conventional loan that normally you would get if you had these same requirements. You made under 80% of the area median income, you're doing 3% down, you have above a 620 credit score, you're going to get a home-ready loan. That's the best loan for you. It's a type of conventional loan. Most people don't even know that they have it. It's just the word that, or the classification of conventional loan. There's home-ready, there's home-possible. Your lender does this for you, and most people don't even know about it. So on a home-ready loan, in the situation like this, the mortgage insurance would be about $95 per month, okay? And the down payment, 3%, would be $9,000. Now, if we do a one-plus program, a one-plus loan, the only thing that changes is we save a lot of money that we have to pay. We have $0 PMI, so no monthly mortgage insurance. So we're saving just shy of $100 a month, again, on a $300,000 loan. And we're only putting 3% down. The rest of the $6,000 is a grant that you get that's already equity in the property. So that's how it compares. So if you are curious, if you want to learn more about this program, if you want to get one and get pre-approved for it, we do offer this in all 50 states through our mortgage team. So what you want to do is you want to get pre-approved for this. Okay. You don't want to just start looking at houses and hope for the best. You really want to make sure you actually can get approved for a loan before you go put earnest money down on a home and potentially lose out on that earnest money if you weren't qualified for a mortgage. So you want to get pre-approved. You also want to see all of your numbers. I'm amazed by the people who talk with lenders and they never see what their interest rate is or the monthly payment or their closing cost. You should be getting a full breakdown of your interest rate, your monthly payment. That should include estimated taxes, homeowner's insurance, HOA, if that's an area that you're looking in. The closing costs should not just be your down payment. You should be able to see a full estimate of third-party fees, even that your lender doesn't charge, because you want to see a full picture of what you're getting yourself into. And then after that, you can talk with a real estate agent and start shopping for homes. When you find one you like, you can write an offer. And then if the seller accepts it, you can close on that home, okay? And you can get pre-approved at winthehouseyoulove.com. It's free. We would be happy to help. And so this loan is based on a conventional type of loan. There are so many other requirements that go with conventional loans. So if you want to learn more about that, I have an in-depth video right here on conventional loan requirements.